Nouvelle Vague could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Hello, Steve Newell.
Good afternoon. How's things?
It's good. It's good. How are you?
I'm a little bit scratchy of throat, so I'm just being precautionarily in the studio today.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very kind of you to spare us from that sore throat of yours if it was contagious.
Yes, no one needs a pitiful little cough like the one that I have.
Now, what's happening in the world of movies, television, and streaming?
Well, you probably had to be living under a rock to have not picked up on some of the PR and media onslaught for local comedy Nude Tuesday.
I listened.
Which opens in cinemas tomorrow.
I was in the car this morning, and Breakfast had Jackie Van Beek on the phone, and Rachel was raving about it. So I'm assuming it's pretty good.
It is pretty good. So the guts of this film is that it's about a couple whose marriage is pretty wobbly and unromantic and very negative. They are gifted a weekend away at a couples retreat, and sort of go about, I guess, trying to connect with themselves and one another. It's very much the kind of stuff of indie comedies from around the world. Like, this could be coming out of anywhere. It doesn't need to be New Zealand. But what really sets this apart is that it's set in a fictitious country. The actors are speaking a kind of Nordic style of gibberish, and all the subtitles have been written after the fact by someone unconnected with the whole production. So having to kind of decipher, reverse engineer what all of the scenes are and what all the characters' backstories are.
Are the subtitles written by, like, a comedian?
Yes, they're written by Julia Davis, who I'm a huge fan of, going back 2+ decades now of utterly bleak, really brutal black comedy. She's made shows like The Fantastic Nighty Night. She played a sociopathic beautician. Hunderby, which was a kind of piss take on period romance dramas. Sally Forever, which was about a kind of maniacal obsessive. And you kind of get the gist of what she's onto. So sort of paired with this Jackie Van Beek written and starring comedy, which could be a lot more possibly gentle or poignant even in someone else's hands. Right out the gate, Julia Davis is just making it pretty foul and really bringing that kind of black humor to things. So on the one hand, you can watch it and I guess enjoy marveling at the construction of it all, like how the jokes are being set up. So, like, the way you do timing of a joke with subtitles is quite different to actors performing, right? So you know, not to give specifics away, but say there's a couple of lines of dialogue, the jokes in the last couple of words. Subtitles, that might be sort of three different groups of groups of words on screen. So there's a real knack to the timing of how those drop. The other thing that Davis does that's really enjoyable in the film is just completely invent things that are not supported by events on screen at all. So I think Becky Van Beek said this on the radio, so I'm allowed to as well. She used the words Christmas anal fling that turn up in the film, and she didn't know that was what her character had been involved in until she saw Davis's subtitles. So there's kind of these construction elements that I think comedy fans will enjoy poring over and kind of picking apart. But what's just kind of remarkable is that it does just kind of gel and work. High concept that also just works for the viewer as you watch it through. So over time, it sounds like the intention is to have a number of variations of the film. I know that there's an Australian subtitled version, for instance. So hopefully as this movie travels, we'll get more and more localized subtitles that invent their own kind of stories around it. I should also mention that Jermaine Clement is fantastic in this film as kind of the deep-voiced sex guru that hosts this retreat. Although, you know, it's uniformly really strong in performances with plenty of local comedy faces on screen.
It sounds
maybe
like
not it... so maybe not so familiar butts and bits as well.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it could be great to watch the different regional releases once, you know, it's done the rounds and there are all these different editions of the film with a different narrative.
Yeah, I think so, but I think, you know, not to dissuade people from just actually signing up and taking this, particularly the Julia Davis version that's showing in cinemas here for a spin, you don't need to overthink it. Like, it's still a pretty well-functioning film,
yes,
irrespective of all the kind of fascinating elements about it. They just add a layer, and it's kind of up to you whether you, you know, the extent to which you choose to dive into kind of pulling it apart. But what really works is, sounds like a bit of an improv exercise, right? That you could imagine you go to an improv show and there's a couple of actors and they're speaking gibberish and someone's maybe narrating in real time what's going on. But because this is a process that's taken place over a few months, the writing, and because the actual film itself has a strong shooting script, like the actors know the arcs and they know what the scenes are about, the performances are really strong. There's enough glue that it's not just you know, a bunch of comedians having a laugh at our expense, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Steve, what else? Is there anything else this afternoon that you want to let our listeners know about?
Yes, I got really excited today. I was lucky enough to get to see a reality show that changed my whole perspective on reality shows last year. Having access to HBO Max meant that I could see a show called F-Boy Island. F-Boy being the TV-friendly the description of, yep. Well, you can probably figure
out.
That out.
Yeah.
Now, this show, premise of this show was a dating show, three women on this dating show, each trying to end up with a great guy. The guys were an equal mix of self-described F-boys and self-described nice guys.
Mm-hmm.
They were, you know, competing for the affections of these women. If the F-boys conned one of the female contestants into choosing them at the end of the show, they won $100,000.
Wow.
If one of the nice guys, if one of the women chose a nice guy, she won $100,000. So there's this sort of economic element to it. Then the show really enjoyed taking us on a whole bunch of twists and turns of the reality format and really kind of playing with the format. It was developed by someone that had created The Bachelor, and so arguably this is him doing penance for unleashing that show on the world. But it also worked, you know, just wonderfully effectively, as you'd expect someone of that pedigree to roll out. Unfortunately, casting for season two has closed, John, so... We are out of luck, but I do see that season two is arriving on HBO Max in the US in about a month's time. So if you have access to American television and any of this sounds interesting to you, I'm a huge dating show skeptic, and I'm not really a fan, but I massively enjoyed this show. So now's a good time to catch up if you can. Access F-Boy Island and join me on the journey in about a month's time of meeting a whole bunch of new pieces of shit, let's just say.
Nice one. Hey, Steve, I've got a couple of questions for you. Can you please ask Steve when season 6 of Peaky Blinders will be out in NZ? I thought it was.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this at the moment, actually. So Peaky Blinders, Netflix show, would have been fair to assume that it launched the same time here that it does everywhere else, but it does not seem to be around yet. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but I will do my best to report back next week.
And Steve,
on that one, sorry.
One other comment, bring back Nighty Night.
Bring back Nighty Night. Well, I spoke to Julia Davis a few weeks ago about Nude Tuesday and asked her what she sort of had in the pipeline or what she'd been, you know, what to expect next from her. And her kind of slightly embarrassed answer was nothing. Haven't got anything on the go at the minute. So, fortunately, we're not going to see any Nighty Night or other kind of Julia Davis developed shows just for a little while yet. But hey, it's all out there, and you should check it out if you're a fan of that grimmest, you know, grimmest strain of British comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get much more brutal than Julia Davis's stuff.
All right, Steve, thank you very much for this afternoon, and we'll check in with you next Wednesday.
Yes, this pathetic little tickle in my throat, I'm sure will have resolved. So, mm-hmm. Look forward to seeing you in the studio.
All right, see you, mate.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.